Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And you know what? Epic must have heard us talking the other day about how Save the World, not dead, but that they are treating it like it's dead. Not really. You know, they didn't even give us a blog post about the latest update. You know, we already know that they're not paying as much attention to it as they had in the past. And that makes perfect sense. You know, that's totally fine. It obviously doesn't make anywhere near as much money as Battle Royale does. But, I mean, you could still at least throw us a bone, give us the blog post, and let us know that, you know, something's happening over there. Anyways, they must have heard us talking about how, you know, it's kind of disrespectful to do that or to not even do that. So, guess what? They now have that up for us. So, we're going to go ahead and take a look at this blog post and see what it is that they have in here. Save the World Fort Nightmares Venture Season Home Base Status Report. The Hexylvania Venture Season has returned, and with it, some frightening questlines, heroes, and llamas. The mysterious energy of Hexylvania has been unleashed once again, granting husks a modifier that reduces their damage taken from weapons, abilities, and traps. Combat these newly resilient fiends with a frightful short-range modifier, causing husks to take 50% more damage when within two tiles of a commander or defender. Hexylvania husks also have a chance to drop healing potions when taken out at close range, giving you a quick health refresh mid-fight. Hexylvania husks may be intimidating, but there's plenty of treats available once you've put an end to their tricks. Dire's Wolfy Business questline is back. Ever seen a super blood moon? No werewolf can resist. Join Director Riggs in tracking down their yearly pack extravaganza by recruiting the beastly Dire to your squad. With a uniquely nocturnal perk, Night Stalker, Dire grants bonus movement speed during evening and night. And as a commander, Dire's ability energy cost is also reduced. Watch your step. Dungeons have returned. There's no reward without a little risk. Dungeons have reopened below home base, and it's time again to brave the tricks and traps around every corner. Find magical keys, collect gold coins, and eliminate monsters as you descend through five different dungeons, all while recruiting weapons and heroes along the way. Traverse the mysterious crypts to unlock Sweltering Inferno and Secretive Lab dungeons. Braving the Inferno unlocks the Swampy Grotto, which will then also grant access to the final dungeon labyrinth. Explore and complete the dungeon's quest and unearth a trio of phantasmal heroes, Swamp Knight, Mermonster Ken, and Chaos Agent. Swamp Knight's perk, Unearthly Treat, increases your damage against miss monsters based on your missing health, and as commander also conjures a phantasm to target nearby foes when you take damage. Making an appearance on land, Mermonster can boost melee damage based on how much health you're missing with his From the Depths perk. While summoning a phantasm when you dole out a heavy melee elimination. With both Swamp Knight and Mermonster Ken, it's all about dishing out as much hurt as you take. Completing missions in the lab unlocks the villainous Chaos Agent, a soldier hero with a trick up their sleeve. Armed with perk Quick Fingers, any ability used will also reload your equipped weapon. And as the commander, Quick Fingers also has a chance to spawn Phantasm. Complete dungeons to unlock Nightmare Marish heroes, candy for llamas and loot, a loading screen, and more. Enough tricks and time for treats with Fort Nightmare's llamas. This spine-chilling llama is filled to the brim with haunted heroes like Kyle the 13th, ghostly weapons like the Night Owl, and survivors in cosplay. Candy can be earned from completing missions during the Hexylvania Venture season and can be exchanged for these limited-time Fort Nightmare's llamas. those aren't all the treats, however. Three legendary Fort Nightmares survivors into the collection book and make it rain pumpkins with the Jackal Launcher as a reward. Also keep an eye on the event store every week for seasonal favorites like Ragnarok, Plague Doctor, Igor, and the Black Blade. Introducing Naya, the Crossmark Operative. That's actually a really cool looking outfit. Be ready for anything the Husks throw at you with the new Crossmark Operative pack available now. Inspired by a concept from the one and only at Sokothi, Naya is equal parts stealth and style. Cross another one off your list with the new pack featuring Naya outfit. You know, I wonder if it's Naya or Nia or how they expect it. I've actually known two people in my life with this exact name, and they each pronounce it differently, Naya and Nia. So I'm going to go with Naya, but we'll see if what the community comes up with and everybody decides to say. Anyways, it also comes with a critical carry-all back bling, a crossmark cudgel pickaxe, and in Save the World specifically, you get access to Save the World PvE campaign. Crossmark operative challenges earn up to 1,500 V-Bucks by completing Save the World daily quests. Challenges are unlocked after having completed the home base Storm Shield Defense 3 mission in the Save the World campaign. Note, the cosmetic items of this pack will be shared through the Battle Royale, Save the World, and Creative. This new pack will have no impact on an existing Founder daily login rewards or their V-Bucks earned, which is exclusive to Early Access Founders. These outfits may appear in the item shop in the future. And then they have a list of major bug fixes, so there you go. There is our much-awaited blog post for our Save the World home base status report. So glad that they, you know, at least got to the point where they, you know, put out a blog post about it. I mean, it's like, what, a week later than what the other stuff was, but at least they remembered eventually, or got to it eventually, I guess. But we can go ahead and keep on rolling here. Let's take a look at some of these LTMs to play this... on this holiday. I forgot to say at the beginning of the episode, but happy Labor Day, everybody. Hope you all had a good, safe, happy Labor Day weekend. Enjoyed your family before the summer's like kind of officially over and everybody's going back to school. Hope you all had a fun, safe weekend. Let's see here. We got 700 levels Death Run, so easy. Poppy Playtime Chapter 1, 500 level Parkour, Octo Game, Zombie Farm Melee Weapons, Trappers vs. Runners, 150 level Death Run Valentine Day, Poppy Playtime Chapter 2, Glass Bridge, Red and Green Light. There you go, there's some trending things. Let's head on over to the weekly quest and see what else we might knock down today. Throw a Boogie Bomb, we did that one already. Use a Junk Rift in Wreck Ravine or at Rocky Wreckage. Both of these are kind of next to busy places, right? So one of them is west of Logjam Junction and one of them is left west of Rocky Reels. Rocky Reels, I feel, is always busy. Logjam Junction, sometimes you can land there and not have it be too busy, so it might not be a bad place to land there and be looking around for a junk rift and then head not too far west to be able to throw one there, and you know, that's all you have to do is throw it in that location, and then you complete the quest. Let's head on over to the item shop now and see what we have in the item shop today. Ooh-wee. Again, that Crossmark operative pack is there. The Infernal's quest pack is also here in the special offers and bundle section. I'm not going to go over all of these because there's, you know, they're always there for a long time. Patrick Mahomes, Celia, Rainbow Royale, Starfire, our arcade game stuff, Phantasm Pack, all still here. Then we have the Outcast outfit with the Fresh Catch backbling for 1,200, the Assault Trooper outfit for 800, the Flux emote for 500, the Sproing emote for 200, Bim Bam Boom emote for 500, taxi emote for 200. We get the relaxed fit Jonesy outfit with the beef pack back bling for 1,200. Snacks harvesting tool for 500. Christina outfit for 800. Sizzle outfit for 800. Fate outfit with the ominous orb back bling for 2,000. Omen outfit with the battle shroud back bling for 2,000. Faded frame harvesting tool for 800. Oracle axe harvesting tool for 1,200. Split wing glider for 1,200. We have the Vix outfit with whisker pack backbling and built-in spin-out emote for 1,500. The Purr Axe harvesting tool for 800. The Dominion outfit with the flame sigil backbling for 1,500. Burning Beast glider for 1,500. The Burning Blades harvesting tool for 800. The Malice outfit with the Malice Wings backbling for 2,000. Burning Axe harvesting tool for 1,200. The Burning Glyph wrap for 500. And that looks like everything today. You can get any and all of those items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop. And some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. That is the episode for today. Be sure to go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.